Blog Talk Radio.
Hi,
Hi, ich bin Mia Delische aus Bremen, Deutschland, und das ist der Nummer 1 Hit Running von Red Day.
This is DJ Raven here in the UK. Number 1 at the top of the reggae chart. This is Red Day in Fremantle, Western Australia. The number 1 song is Running from Red Day.
Happy. Some of you dread to see this day, I know, so what's so happy about it? But happy Friday the 13th. A weekend. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. My apologies for the delay in beginning of the show. Didn't start exactly at 5:30. Some other things was going on, but as other things were going on, I did have opportunity to hear Tom Joyner and the crew interview Monica. It was an awesome interview. But right now it's time for Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and thank you so much. Again, I wish you a happy Friday 13th. I know many of you, or some of you, especially those are really superstitious. Not saying I'm not superstitious at some point, because which I am. I think we all have some type of superstitiousness in us, but for some reason, Friday 13th, and not to say that I'm not one to try to be at least weary and careful of how I carry myself, but I kind of like Friday 13th, and something about Friday 13th, it seems like good things tend to happen to me on Friday 13th, so are usually it's a day without anything crazy Friday 13th happening. But usually, I'm telling the truth, honestly, Friday 13th, something like pretty, in a good way, surprising happens to me. And I do like the number 13, and ironically, guess what? One of my favorite people love the number 13 also, but I really love, like, number 11 and 7 and 13 is one of my favorite numbers also. And I think Chris Angel's favorite number is 13 also. But just have a fun Friday 13th day today. And I think Saturdays are just as quacky. Remember, I know people always talk about Saturday 14th is always like a quacky day, a crazy day to experience. But have fun. I know, you know, some people like to celebrate and just have quacky days on Friday 13th. Some are just careful. Some aren't going anywhere or staying put. If you can work at home, if you can work at your office, you can attend to work at the home office today and so on. But today is Sports Friday, and the Saints have an interim coach. That is great, great news. I'm so glad, and I know I'm not alone. That nation is just, you know, we're glad that we have an interim coach. Thankfully, we need that interim coach before Monday. And that interim coach is assistant coach Joe Vitt, who also, you know, is under punishment along with head coach Sean Payton and general manager Mickey Loomis. But Mickey Loomis and assistant coach Joe Vitt, punishments do not start until the working season. So I guess I did a follow-up on my news, but I guess Coach Vitt would still be suspended those first six games, and I guess the assistant next to him will be coaching the team while he is suspended for those first games. But thankfully, we will have a coach. And when I say we, you all know I like to say we when I'm speaking, especially of my favorite teams and our teams that my favorite players play for, our favorite coaches coach for. So we, speaking of the Who Dat Nation, the Saints, we would have a head coach. We're going to have a head coach anyway, regardless. But it's good to know, it's comfortable to know we have a head coach now for the spring training. And also we have a, we can just look forward to the Hall of Fame game against Arizona Cardinals on August the 5th and in Canton, Ohio. So we're pretty much like, but yeah, we're still stressed out, wondering, you know, what players will be punished in this situation regarding the alleged bounty program activities. And I guess it's not alleged anymore, especially when it comes to the ones that are already punished. But on April the 16th, we all know that Coach Sean Payton will begin his punishment process of being suspended for an entire season without pay. And, you know, wow. You know, wow. That's something. But it's like I said, Sports Friday. Call in. Talk about your favorite sports stories from anything from high school, collegiate, to professional sports. I had an amazing time listening to one of my favorite people shows, Brian Cuban's show, Revolution Rant, yesterday. He interviewed Ryan Totka. I want to make sure I pronounce his name right. Many of you know him. Many of my listeners are his clients. And that was a very fun show to listen to, and I'm so glad to be networking with Ryan, who is an Orlando native living in L.A., and it's just amazing. I've networked with him a little bit, but not a lot. You know, just it's good when you really actively network with your friends, because you tend to network with other people and see other people, especially those that represent like your favorite athletes. And he is a big admirer of Mark Cuban. Also, which you all know how much I love Mark Cuban. I love his Cuban brothers. Jeff and Mark and Brian and so on. And before becoming a host myself, I love listening to Revolution Rant, and I still do my other shows. But if you all missed it, you all have to listen to the archive show or the podcast of it, because it's an awesome interview, speaking of his beginnings and his experience being a celebrity sports booking agent, and some of the stories that he shared, and the awesome questions that Brian asked him were just awesome. So check it out. I just wanted to share that with you all. But for Friday, so again, I must congratulate Bubba Watson for winning the Masters this past Sunday. I mean, what an amazing guy, huh? Congrats to all the players, and congrats to Tiger also. Tiger is still proving to us that he still hasn't. But congrats to Bubba, and congrats to him and his wife for adopting a new baby also. And it's great. I wonder, I should work on getting Bubba on the show, not only Tiger, and, but I should work on getting Bubba on the show, and also other golfers, but definitely Bubba, because this is just interesting. So, wow. So please call in at 714-409-0614. I know I sound real relaxed, don't I? And my voice is kind of raspier than it usually is, so I have not drank any green tea or hot chocolate or coffee or anything yet. I thought I would get my couple hot chocolate prepared, but didn't. Did my best to get on air ASAP. You all might have been wondering what was the delay. Oh, my happy birthday also to those that are celebrating birthdays. I have little notes written down about birthdays and just been ad-libbing and talking with you all. So I hope you are enjoying your day, your morning, your afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Mwah to all of my listeners and friends worldwide. I thank you so much for your support. The topics, I've never run out of topics, but an entertainment and lifestyle show. And hopefully someone will be expanding the show to a two-hour format also. But thank you so much. Thank you to the fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts who chatted with me and others who chatted with me this past Wednesday regarding the topic of being used and users and so on. And you all do not forget, tomorrow will be part two of the conversation on the talk that I had with Martini PhD, Dallas-based superstar, hair care professional, salon owner of PhD Salon Elite, is returning tomorrow for part two of our talk. And also, he will not be alone. His business partner, Ryan Johnson, a trailblazer who is also based in Big D, a trailblazer in the beauty, fashion, and hair care industry also, and who's also touring with him and will be accompanying him when he stops in Jackson, Mississippi, the weekend of March the 4th through 7th, with a 2012 cup party scheduled for May 6th and May the 6th. That's open to the public and, of course, open to professionals, because also featuring the cup party will be a battle, a hair battle. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the best of the best and the best of those who come to Jackson that weekend also from outside of Jackson, because the best of the best hairstylists during this cut party, during the hair battle, will be awarded $1,500 cash prize. The entry fee is only $100. And those who compete in the hair battle will get an opportunity to attend the demo event the following day for free. So isn't that amazing? So visit the website at phdsalonelite.com, and also feel free to contact Martina PhD and I directly via email, and you also, you know, call me also directly. My cell numbers are everywhere, and I'll provide it also for the end of the show. But you can email me and contact me any kind of way that you do contact me, if it's Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or MySpace or whatever, or, you know, y'all just call me. I'll get in call Martina PhD directly also. But visit the website. All the information is on the website. I mean, everything is just laid out regarding the battle, regarding both events, so May the 6th and May the 7th. The cup party is May the 6th. The demo event is on May the 7th. And also there's an early bird special for you professionals only, licensed cosmetologists and hair professionals and hairstylists for both events. And also tickets, online tickets can be purchased also for the general public also online at phdsalonelite.com. We're just excited for that weekend. He will be in town the whole weekend with those events happening on Sunday and Monday. And the location that we will be at will be at Samira on Woodrow Wilson Road at Martin Luther King Drive. It's 1038B East Woodrow Wilson Drive. And those of you who love golf, we're literally walking distance to the local public golf course. And really not far from two of the public golf courses, but literally one of the our largest public golf course is literally walking distance. The Jackson Zoo and so many areas that are in proximity to Samira is also a great location in the historic community of Georgetown, the historic Georgetown community, which happens to be my roots also. And so looking forward. You all feel free to call and chat also in the chat room during the interview with Martina PhD and Ryan Johnson of Big D tomorrow, as they discuss their successes and endeavors. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a big major event happening in Dallas also the weekend of April the 21st and 22nd also. And we have an event going on that I told you about that has been being promoted at the Trademark that same weekend, called the Mississippi Hair Show and Expo, Mississippi International Hair Show and Expo. So, I'm to find out more about what's going on with that event. But today is Al Green's birthday. He's 66. People Bryson is 61. Ricky Schroeder is 42. And Paul Savino is 73. Actor Paul Savino. And also today, April 13, 1743, Thomas Jefferson, statesman and third president of the U.S., was born in Virginia. 1742, Messiah was first performed publicly in Dublin, Ireland. 1854, Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron made his major league debut with the Milwaukee Braves. Sidney Poitier became the first black performer in a leading role to win an Academy Award for Lilies of the Field. 1970, Apollo 13, four-fifths of the way to the moon was crippled when a tank containing liquid oxygen burst. And in 1997, history was made by Tiger Woods. He was 21, and he became the youngest person to win the Masters Tournament and the first person of African heritage to claim a major golf title. So those are, like, history facts. So thank you for joining me this morning, and I look forward to the show tomorrow. And that's a couple of people who inspire me, and it's Lewis Howes and David Harrison Levi and many others. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock and Tim Reports this morning, and I look forward to chatting with you and hearing your questions, your beauty questions, tomorrow during the broadcast of Culture Shock and Tim Reports as I continue to talk with Martini, PhD. And again, feel free to email me at Culture Shock, KULTRE. It's KENTERCAIENT at yahoo.com. And also, you visit Martini PhD's website at Martini, oh my God, I'm getting tongue tied, at PhDSalonaLead.com. Also, friend him on Facebook at Martini PhD, and also like the salon fan page at Martini Studio Salon, also based in downtown Jackson. And you all can tweet me at Beth Williams at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT. And also, I want to shout out all the everybody, Mark Girls and Guys, Mark Mentor, Mandy Smith in Georgia, area sales manager Kelly Gaynor, and all Mark executives and fellow Mark Girls and Guys. And all of those of you who love Mark, the Avon brand, and support the Empowerment Foundation. Also, my Mark mentor is very supportive of Martini PhD Weekend also, and it's very important to have that support also. And also, Martini PhD has confirmed that the hair care pioneers, the Roby, are part of the event also, so that's a major, major deal. So I'm looking forward to hearing you from the best of the best of Jackson and those of you in the surrounding areas, and I can't wait to meet and see many of you, especially on that weekend, a week before Mother's Day of May the 4th and 7th, so especially on May the 6th and 7th. You know, those of you that listen to the show and those of you that I network with on and offline, and those of you that I just haven't seen in a long time before to seeing you come out, because I guess it's been a minute since Jackson had that fashion events do happen, especially hair events, but Jackson needs to be like a mecca of hair events. Hair events will be going on all the time. All the time. I was once a mecca of black-owned beauty hair care supply stores. Hair care, as we all know, in all cities, hair care beauty supply stores are owned by many of non-black, many of us who are non-black, which it's good for people to open those businesses. But I know when I was growing up, and there were like black-owned hair care beauty supply houses everywhere, and this was just a mecca for black hair care businesses, black-owned. And those that cater to the black market. But it's really important. If you're in a business, especially a personal care business, and you're not focused on the ethnic market and the black hair care market, you're missing out on a very important segment of the market. I'm just saying, and I remember when I was looking for fashion fair, and that's when Estee Lauder and a lot of other skincare lines recognize, wait a second, there are customers out there that we're not meeting demands. They were demands of women with dark complexions, not just African-American women, but Asian women, Indian women, and Hispanic women, and so on. That's one reason why Iman created her skincare line, you know, to meet the needs of women of all colors, all races, and so on, from Caucasian to multiracial, and so on. So today is Sports Day, but just talking about the importance of not overlooking certain segments of markets. And that goes for any business, really, sports industry also. And you see in sports, women are very important. That's an important market. And you see a lot of, especially NFL and NBA, you see they target, hey, we know and aware that women that are in media, women who are supporters, women that are fans, women that like to buy products, women that like to watch games, women that like to attend games, you know, that's an important market. So it's just real important to know the demographics of your clientele and your customers. I'm just saying. So I'm kind of like Chris Cardi J for Nick. I'm just saying, you know, he loves it. I'm just saying. I love it when he does his Twitter blast. And says, I'm just saying, you know. But really. But thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, be true and have a fun, happy Friday the 13th. And I feel like I'm missing somebody. Happy birthday to my late sister's husband, who I call bro sometimes, Tommy Lee Ellis and Big D, my niece's father, who I spoke of the other week, who used to own L International. Many of you and Big D remember L International, popular club catering to the Hispanic market. Today is his birthday. Today is also my nephew, Mauricio's birthday, who lives in St. Louis, my brother Wyatt's son, his birthday. So happy birthday to relatives of mine also, who are celebrating their birthday today on Friday the 13th. So that's a special day to those relatives. So I'm glad I caught myself before going off the air. This birthday is just going on all the time. So that's why I like to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy special occasion to all of you. And again, also, since last time I broadcast an episode because of the Second Report, George Zimmerman is not a free man anymore. So, so now it's up for a judge and jury, huh? So we'll see what's going on. So, of course, you all know it wasn't going to make the show in without mentioning that. But, again, thanks again for supporting the show. Thank you for your feedback. Have some more awesome shows regarding the music industry and some awesome interviews with some really talented musicians and artists and producers and rap artists coming up also. So thank you so much again, and until next time again. I don't want to end the show, huh?
I am in a predicament trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room for this.
No room for this.
You fall in a kiss. We find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Oh,
can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's for not that far.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no room for this.
No room for this.
You fall in a kiss. We find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me.
Oh,
Hi, ich bin Mira Delisha aus Bremen, Deutschland, und das ist der Nummer 1 Hit Running von Red Day.
This is DJ Raven here in the UK, number one at the top of the reggae chart. This is Dread Days in Fremantle, Western Australia, the number one singer and
Dread Days.
Dread Days aus Hamburg,
und number one song in Australia is Running from Dread Days.
Kick off.